Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early Friday, and a wind chill warning is also in effect until early Friday morning. A chance for some snow and blowing snow today, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 2 below. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40 with wind chill values as low as 40 below. Staying clear and breezy overnight tonight with a low around 11 below. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 8 below.
Among weather-related postponements and cancellations reported to KNDY Thursday, all nutrition sites, Meals on Wheels, and public transit in Marshall County will be closed Thursday. Friendly Corners Nutrition Site in Washington County will be closed Thursday. Marysville Food Pantry will be closed Thursday. Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed all day Thursday and remain closed until Tuesday. If you have a weather-related postponement or cancellation, call KNDY at 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave it on our voicemail or email KNDY at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, cold Mageddon and the winter storm has officially hit the state of Kansas as we wake up and get moving this morning, as the extreme cold temperatures have hit many parts of the state, and the Kansas Corporation Commission is reminding individuals about staying prepared. The KCC is working and doing what they can to prevent power outages across Kansas. KWCH News reports that they don't expect many power outages to happen across the state, but in a statement they said, quote, KCC staff is monitoring the situation in terms of the reliability of the power grid and adequate energy supply. No severe reliability or market disruption issues are expected based on information at the time. They are, however, urging individuals to try and conserve energy when possible, as during a winter storm, conservation, quote, is always a prudent step and can help prevent outages and keep energy bills low. The extreme cold temperatures are expected to last until midday tomorrow on Friday before things begin to warm up. However, some say it may not be warm enough until next week to melt off some of the snow that we accumulate.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you could win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca 20-quart cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP-33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python.
Woo-hoo!
It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly hosted the Hanukkah celebration at the State House earlier this week, as state legislators, local officials, and members of the Kansas Jewish community gathered for a menorah lighting that was hosted by the Chabad Center. In a statement by the rabbi at the ceremony, they say, quote, we are here today to say that we fight darkness with light, we fight hate with love, and we are here to project the pride of being a strong, vibrant Jewish community in the state of Kansas and encourage everybody to do their part to light up the world through their acts of kindness. Governor Kelly said it was especially a significant event as well, with a Ukrainian band playing Jewish folk music from across their home country. In other news, the March of Dimes annual report card has showed the premature birth rates across the country shows that Kansas has fallen to a grade C level for the amount of premature births that are going on in the state.
We keep a very close eye on what the statistics tell us as far as what's going on with mothers and babies in our state.
They say, according to the report card, that 9.8% of live births in Kansas are premature.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of 4 new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the upcoming Coldmageddon across the Mid-America region. The state of Nebraska is reminding individuals about ways to protect yourself and your home from the cold weather to prevent water lines from bursting within your home. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, more than 250,000 homes nationwide experience frozen or burst pipes each year. As they recommend, all your faucets be at a slow drip overnight. Open up your doors to be able to keep warm weather to the pipes. And if you do get a burst pipe, to address the issue immediately.
Once you realize that you have a water break, turn off the water first and foremost as quick as you can. Do some cleanup so it doesn't get into your baseboards or damaging drywall or your cabinets. Your bottom of your cabinet will get ruined very quickly if water sits on there. And then call for a repairman. Call for a plumber to do a repair.
That was Ron Pughes, the Adams County Emergency Manager on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say you're also at a higher risk of freezing pipes if you live in an older home with copper pipes.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Coldest temperatures of the season, along with gusty north winds creating wind chill factors well below zero, were accompanied by a light glaze of ice beneath some light snowfall Wednesday into Thursday. A winter storm warning continues for our listening area Thursday into Friday. Bitterly cold temperatures and slick conditions make travel hazardous across the area. There are a number of weather-related postponements and cancellations. During this cold weather, keep heating devices well vented. Use caution around children and pets with portable heaters, and be mindful of electric circuit overloads, particularly with extension cords and outlets. Be sure that vents and chimneys are also clear. Tips for winterizing home plumbing include sealing cracks and exposed holes. Using heat tape can prevent freezing. Keep the heat in buildings at 55 degrees. Allow faucets to drip overnight to relieve pressure. Insulate pipes that are located in cold, drafty places inside and disconnect all outside hoses. The Washington Chamber has the Medallion Quest contest underway with the prize for finding the medallion, a gift basket from local businesses worth $500. City of Washington winners of the annual Christmas lighting contest were announced. First place to John and Christy Metz, 216 East 4th Street. Second place, Delwin and Karen Weimers, 112 East 8th Street. And third place, Doug and Sharon Huben, 501 West 2nd Street. In Blue Rapids, the Christmas lighting contest winner was Rob and Karen Swearingen, 209 Union. Second place to Paul and Georgia Marish, 700 East Avenue. And third place to Melvin and Helen Pack, 203 Chestnut. Again, there are a number of weather-related postponements and cancellations across the area Thursday. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday and remain closed Monday for Christmas. Washington County Courthouse will be closed Friday and again Monday for Christmas. Among weather-related postponements and cancellations reported to KNDY Thursday, all nutrition sites, Meals on Wheels, and public transit in Marshall County will be closed Thursday. Friendly Corners Nutrition Site in Washington County will be closed Thursday. Marysville Food Pantry will be closed Thursday. Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed all day Thursday and remain closed until Tuesday. If you have a weather-related postponement or cancellation, call KNDY at 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave it on our voicemail or email KNDY at bluevalley.net. Difficult and hazardous travel conditions forecast through Friday. If you don't have to be on the road, stay home and give the department crews time and space to work. Be weather aware and check candrive.org for road conditions in Kansas. Extreme cold and snow will impact travel. Blowing snow means roadways could be clear one moment, covered the next. Cold temperatures could make de-icing efforts ineffective. and cold temperatures mean stranded travelers could be in danger. Check and update winter travel kits and stay weather aware. For additional details, go to candrive.org for road conditions. Rita E. Brocksterman, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral Mass is planned Friday at 10:30 with the Rosary at 10 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the St. Joseph Cemetery at Lillis. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rita Brocksterman. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen, with services December 27. John T. Argenbright, age 70, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service December 28th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for John Argenbright, with services December 28th. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89, Wymore, passed away December 18th. A memorial service is planned January 6th at 2 p.m. at the Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation January 5th, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends January 5th from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Butch Shubkegel, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Butch Shubkegel. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 20th. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Marlene Champagne.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. The second round of this system will start to make its way through today, bringing gusty winds and blowing snow throughout the region. Wind chills will be extremely cold, between negative 20 and negative 50. Travel will become extremely difficult with whiteout conditions due to the blowing snow. Conditions will start to clear up just in time for the holiday weekend, and temperatures will start to warm up as we head into Sunday. For today's forecast, a chance for some flurries, otherwise blowing snow likely, partly sunny with our highs just below zero. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40 with wind chills as low as 40 below. Staying extremely cold overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 with wind chills as low as 30 below. Staying breezy but above zero throughout the day on Friday, sunshine with our highs just above and below zero. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 41, record high on this date 69. The average low 21 and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:08. A light glaze of ice beneath a fairly light snowfall Thursday night into Friday. Radar this morning indicating most of the snow moving to the east and south of our listening area. That would be a line of activity across the central part of Kansas, east to west. The activity, again, will continue to develop and move to the southeast. 8 degrees below zero with a gusty north wind brings our wind chill factor down into the middle teens below zero. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 22nd of December. KNDY News Time 7:18.
stuck on that last holiday gift or waiting until the last minute, Reflections Hallmark in Marysville is here for you. Open on Christmas Eve until 3 p.m. and nightly until 7. Grab a bargain with the 50% off $1 and $5 tables. Christmas decor goes on sale Monday, 8 a.m. with normal hours resuming Tuesday. Happy holidays from Reflections.
Amidst the Christmas cards, eggnog, cookies, family, friends, and mounds of presents, may your hearts be filled with contentment and joy. Season's greetings from Temp's Disposal in Marysville.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville wishes you all the joys of the holiday season and happiness throughout the new year. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season fill your home throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy from Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
As you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers, Kit Kafer and Bussing Certified Public Accountants in Marysville hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone.
NBA action featuring the top three teams in the East and the nominees for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Donovan Mitchell and Giannis went mano a mano in Cleveland. Mitchell padding his stats in the blowout of the Bucks.
Giannis into the lane, hooks it over Jared. Missed it. Rebound Love. Boy, another rebound for Kevin Love. He's got 9 tonight. In fact, he's a point and a rebound away from a double-double. Mitchell, right of the lane. Big shot, good. Donovan Mitchell with another 30-point ball game.
The call on WTAM. Mitchell led the Cavs with 36 points in the 114-106 win. Giannis scored 45 in the loss. The Celtics rallied from as much as 30 points down at home to the Pacers, but fell short. Indiana beat Boston 117-112. The 2023 Basketball Hall of Fame nominees were announced, including Spurs coach Greg Popovich, Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Dwayne Wade, and Pau Gasol. Inductees announced April 1st. More NBA, the Knicks' 8-game winning streak came to a screeching halt in New York, courtesy of the Raptors' Pascal Siakam.
Siakam to the 10, Jonesy going coast to coast. And finishing with a left hand in traffic, you heard him in the background screaming, and one.
The call on SN 590, Siakam scored a career-high 52 points. Toronto 113, the Knicks 106. On the college hardboards, the number one team in the nation keeps sailing along.
Waddell dribbles into the paint, cut off. Shoots a reverse layup and made it. Nice shot.
The call on WAZY, top-ranked Purdue easily dispatching New Orleans 74-53. Number three-ranked Houston shelled McNeese State in an 83-44 blowout. NFL news, the Titans lost starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill for at least the rest of the regular season. A right ankle injury will likely require surgery. Week 16 of the NFL kicks off tonight with the Jets hosting the Jaguars. Pele update, doctors say his cancer has worsened. He'll spend Christmas in the hospital. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It was... the short-term weather market due to a drier forecast for Argentina. And we'll probably be in this mode for a little bit until next month when the USDA will release their crop report. Here's how we ended up on your Wednesday. Corn for March ended the day at 662 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a quarter. May corn ended the day at 666 and three quarters. That's up 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March ended the day 17 up at 864. May Kansas City wheat ended the day up 16 and a quarter at 857. March oats ended the day at 346 and a quarter. That's up 9 3/4. May oats ended the day at 343 and 3/4. And that's up 8. Taking a look at soybeans for January, up 2.5 on Wednesday, finishing the day at 1481. Soybeans for March finished the day at 1484.5. That's up 4.75. Cotton for March ended the day up 46 cents at 88.30. Cotton for May ended the day up 48 cents at 87.63. Cattle market was down for a while yesterday, then rebounded. Live cattle for December ended the day at 156.12. That's up $1.07. The high on Wednesday was 156.35, low 154.97.5. Taking a look at live cattle for February, 157.70 was your final price. That's up $2.12.5. Feeder cattle for January, 183.82 is your final price, up 20 cents. Let's look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple: to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
With calving season around the corner, it's time to get prepared. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, gives insight on preparation for the calving season ahead.
The elements, the environment, feeding cows, you know, this is all a part of it. And this is what our producers do, you know, year in and year out. But, you know, what I would like to throw out for cattle producers in the state, if you're going to be spring calving, is start your preparations now. Starting with, where are you going to calve your cows? Do you have a calving pasture with some facilities nearby that if you have to intervene, you have those, you know, readily and available? When's the last time you checked those facilities? Now is a good time to check your facilities, check your fences, check your waters, making sure the calving and environment that you're going to move those animals into is properly ready, repaired if it needs it, and then we're not playing catch up when that first animal starts to go through the calving process.
Tarpoff encourages producers to start gathering calving equipment and supplies.
Other things to keep in mind is, what about some other supplies? Common supplies we use during the calving season: calving chains, okay, straps, maybe a calf puller. Be prepared with some lubricant. And then looking forward to early life issues. So I know many producers out there have either dealt with a weak or a calf that just, you know, maybe can't get up and suckle, or maybe we have to supplement colostrum. Having those products on hand. A lot of our commercial products are freeze-dried. They have some shelf life where you can have them on hand. Go to your veterinarian prior to calving season. Are there any other medications you may want to have on hand? So now is the time to have that discussion. Have products on hand. Have your calving kit put together. All of those things I kind of have pre-packed, ready to go. When the first ones start, I don't have to scramble. I don't have to think where anything is. It's all already done.
Tarpoff explains some ways that producers can prepare to modify their calving environment to combat the weather.
We can't control the weather, but we can modify the environment to help decrease the stress on our cows, on the newborn calves, and on ourselves. Part of that is pre-planning your calving area, having plenty of bedding to make sure that we have a nice, comfortable area and a thermal barrier from that frozen ground. Windbreaks are probably the number one tool that we can have to increase cattle comfort during the winter months, but also being prepared for hypothermic calves. The best way to judge on how much help that newborn calf may need is a thermometer. Once we get newborn calves with an internal temperature, a rectal temperature into the 90s, those animals need warmed up. So whether that's a calving box, making sure they're cleaned out and ready to go, you know, heating lamps are a wonderful tool, but also be cautious, especially if we have them in an old barn with a lot of hay around. A calf gets warmed up, it jumps around, knocks over the warming lamp, and all of a sudden we have a fire. There are some really nice new ones that are available that are actually spark resistant. So that's another option to look into.
That's K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with insight on preparation for the calving season ahead. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have their final sale of the year next Thursday, December 29th. They have well over 1,300 consignments and are accepting consignments for the sale next Thursday with no sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
We've been delving into some old-time weather wisdom, and we will share some time-tested December lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 22nd, the 356th day of the year. Pop singer Jordan Sparks celebrates a birthday. There's a wealth of old-time weather lore that says Christmas is a pivotal time for determining what's in store for the upcoming months. One proverb claims, if there's thunder during Christmas week, the winter will be anything but meek. Another goes, if Christmas Day be bright and clear, there'll be two winters in the year. Several legends give us long-range predictions like White Christmas, Green Easter, Green Christmas, White Easter, and so many hours of sun on Christmas Day, so many frost in the month of May. We'll be taking notes so we can put them to the test in the months to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find your local forecast online anytime at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 8 degrees below zero this morning, not a record low by any shot. The wind chill factor, though, probably the bigger weather story, with gusty winds or wind chills well into the teens below zero. Going to be slick outside this morning. We had a light glaze of ice ahead of snowfall last night. Snow accumulation was minimal, probably less than an inch, blowing and drifting, making it difficult to measure. But you will have some slick spots underneath yet today, so be careful. Kansas Department of Transportation advises that travel is slick and hazardous if you don't have to be out today or even earlier tomorrow. And that is the best advice. No doubt going to slow down some holiday travel plans. All of this starts to warm up into the weekend. Saturday is going to be on the chilly side yet, but a gradual warm up Sunday, then into Monday. Any additional snow could create blowing and drifting conditions today at this hour. Radar indicates the activity just to our east and south, tracking to the southeast, still across a good portion of Kansas, including the far northeast corner, and then scooting across the central part of the state east-west. Want to pass along the weather-related postponements and cancellations we've been advised of. The nutrition sites in Marshall County, the public transportation are closed today. Friendly Corners Nutrition Sites in Washington County are closed today. I want to pass along the food pantry in Marysville will be closed today. We have those weather-related postponements and cancellations. If you have something to add, 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave it on our voicemail, or you can email KNDY@BlueValley.net.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats topped the Radford Highlanders last night with a victory 73-65, putting them at 11-1 for the overall season of 2022 so far. It was a quick turnaround from their Saturday game when they went over the Nebraska Cornhuskers, also 71-56, as Naquan Tomlin came out to beat the all-star of the game for the Wildcats. Is the 6'10" junior forward from Harlem, New York, scored a career high of 26 points with 4 slam dunks to electrify the crowd, along with 9 different rebounds. The victory does put the Wildcats one game ahead of the Kansas Jayhawks, now 11-1 overall and number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. They now have some time off for the Christmas holiday, coming back in on New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st, with an evening tip at 6 p.m. against the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Jayhawks are back in action tonight with a 6 p.m. tip-off against Harvard. They've moved up in the AP polls, currently sitting number 4 nationally. Their latest game was on Saturday with their victory over the Indiana Hoosiers, 84-62.
No one is immune from scams.
K-State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
KNDY.
Beyond them far and to